IU alumni can vote for the trustee, the alumni trustee election, up until 11 a.m. this morning. So if you haven't voted yet, I encourage each and every one to log on. Just log on to the IU website and click on Trustee Election 2015 and vote for your local guy here, if you would be so kind. And they will announce that to us. They said approximately about 11:30 today.
So you'll have a very busy lunch today, and we hope it's covered in crimson and cream. Are you wearing your candy stripe pants today to do your final hours of stumping?
I am wearing my candy stripe pants today. Got to.
That's exactly. Hey, people will say, well, now wait a second. You're the superintendent of RBB and a board of trustees. Tell folks how you'd manage your time and all this, because you know you can do it.
Right, absolutely. The board of trustees meet 2 days every other month, and about half of those fall during our time that kids are away anyway. Plus, I get 12 days each year for that. And in my starting my third year here, I am yet to use any of those days. So,
nice.
Our board of trustees, local board of trustees, has been very, very supportive, and it's another way that I can be visible and serve our community here and Monroe County and Indiana University. So.
Now, we know Indiana University is near and dear to you. What made you, did you just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to get on there and get after it, or were you approached by somebody? Tell us how that came about.
Well, thank you. I, for a number of years, had thought about doing that and wanting to do that. And now that I am here close and it's convenient to the main Bloomington campus, I had thought about it, and a couple of my former teammates and I had talked about it, and they had encouraged me, and they approached Coach Mallory and mentioned it to him, and of course it was all over then. Coach came up to me and was very encouraging.
Then you couldn't even back out if you wanted to at that point.
And exactly. So what's more humbling and encouraging than Coach Mallory doing that? We were at the Liberty Bowl reunion this last fall, and he was excited, and he made me excuse me. He made me right then beeline to Coach Mueling and make sure that Coach Mueling knew that I had an interest in doing that, and also we were off to the races at that point. So.
Has Coach Mallory turned into your campaign manager?
He's been great. It's been very humbling in communicating to my former teammates and extended IU family. Very humbling in all the wonderful support. It's really neat just to be sitting in your home here at 7:30 one night a couple months ago, and your phone rings and you look down and it says Don Fisher. And you get to have a 20 or 25 minute conversation with Don. That Don just said that, hey, I saw you were running, saw the email, wanted to encourage you and tell you thanks for running and all. And that just kind of warms your heart.
Now, when the trustees finally all assemble and get done, talk about some of the things they do, because not everybody knows what the trustees do. It seems like they only hear them in big details, or they say, yeah, it was approved by the Board of Trustees. What does that job entail?
Exactly. It's basically, in the way I describe it to folks who have asked me, it's the school board of the university. You know, most people are familiar with our local school board. At RB and MCC, it's kind of the school board of the university. And, the first and foremost to that for a local board is to set policy and hire the superintendent. And the number one with the university is to set policy and support the president and look at the budget and collectively pass the budget each year, and kind of goes on from there. And that by itself is a task all its own. So
yeah, we're not talking about hundreds or thousands of dollars there. We're in the bees, aren't we?
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He's the superintendent at RBB. And, well, you don't have a lot of Bs to work with in that sense. And we know our local education system isn't always as funded as we like. But how is everything going out there for you? You said year three in the books, and great school year ended. And what's on tap for the summertime?
We did. We did. We ended a great school year. We had a fantastic graduation here about 3.5 weeks ago. And I mentioned at our school board meeting, and I even impromptu mentioned it at our graduation. I was so impressed with our folks at our graduation. You know, in so many years and so many times I've gone to graduations, I think people can relate to this, that you have to ask everyone, you know, everybody's excited to see their student get their diploma, and they want to cheer and all, but you got to be careful because, you know, that they have to read the next name, and you don't want to drown out the next name. And I was so impressed with our folks and the class that they showed during our entire delivery of diplomas. Did not hear a peep, didn't hear, you know, air horns or anything like that.
Can you please put the fireworks away till the end of the year?
So, exactly. So for the third time publicly here, I wanted to compliment our folks on being very classy and having that respect to our kids and other folks during the delivery of the diplomas. And then regular summer maintenance going on right now. Two of our big ticket items are this: we are refinishing and re-shining up the basketball floors at the junior high and the high school. So those will look really nice. People can look forward as far as the changes on the looks of the floor. The Mustang in the middle of the floor is about three times bigger. It looks like a big college floor there with the Mustang in the middle and Edgewood in the end, and we got WIC and Mustang kind of appropriately through there, so it's going to look really nice. And we did the same with the junior high, and it's you know, there's just something about at school, that shiny basketball floor. As soon as it's done, it's just something special about that. And then beyond that, normal summer maintenance, painting, a few new pieces of carpet here and there,
but no major projects that are gonna
nothing beyond that for this summer. You know, with the summer months,
summer vacation, summer months.
it kind of shrinks down really quick here in the past number of years. So we fit a lot into really about 7 weeks.
And that's unbelievable that it's just that amount of time. What day does school start in the RBB this year?
Teachers come back Monday, August the 3rd, and kids come back Tuesday, August the 4th. You know, when we looked at the calendar, I'll be honest, and we can chuckle about this. a number of corporations came back on that Friday, and that was still July.
Yeah, that's not good.
I met with our association, I said, folks, I'm going to be honest. I said, I'm going to do this for psychological reasons. I said, everybody's going to be a lot more excited just for the psychological standpoint than it is August, rather than, oh my gosh, we were coming back in July.
Imagine what they'd feel if it was September. Oh my gosh, it'd be a parade and a party, and everybody would be.
Exactly. So for psychological reasons for everybody, I proposed the calendar way back that we would start in August rather than start back on that Thursday or Friday before, even if it was just teachers.
No, I think that's the way to do it, because at some point, again, it has to feel like summer. And going to school in July, because no one says the day before school starts, now let's get ready. People ramp up to that day, and now they'll start the July 6th Monday to get ramped up to that. Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He is the superintendent at RBB. What's your biggest challenge facing you in the new school year coming up?
Well, you know, we're looking to see what the state hands us down as far as
50
you know,
cents.
Our,
here it is, two nickels.
There you go. You know, with the upcoming assessments, what is the new test going to look like? You know, Pearson, of course, won the contract to provide our big state assessment here coming up, and what that's going to look like, and getting that done, and all the other assessments that we use to kind of support that. You know, we have used what's called Acuity up to this point, but with Pearson being the new provider of the test, that's obviously going to look a little bit different. So there's always in our world now, there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of moving targets. So we will just keep it that. So that's probably our biggest challenge, you know, as far as that. So we'll just take it in stride and do the best we can, as we always do. So.
Yep, and you know what it's like playing with a short deck of cards, and you've done it before. Sadly, it has to happen, but once you get that tool in your repertoire, it gets a little bit easier. We wish it wasn't the problem. Hey, best of luck on your election this morning. Again, go to the IU website, vote by 11 a.m., click on the trustee election, click on Dr. Mike Wilcox, and hopefully the next time we talk, we are talking to the trustee and superintendent. We're going to have to get new business cards.
Well, thank you so much. I sure appreciate the kind words and all the wonderful support.
All right, have a good summer, my friend. We'll get caught up with you tomorrow's July, but not tomorrow. We'll get caught up with you next month. How's that sound?
Sounds great. I sure appreciate all you guys do for us.